maybe, John, you can put it into words that people are going to understand right away. You do a qualitative study here as opposed to many people think of quantitative study. You study 1,000 people and here's how they adapted. But you were actually looking at just this handful of people over the long term with lots of information about each of these folks. Why is a sociological qualitative study, like you present in Keeping It Halal, why is that valuable?
So qualitative studies have the advantage of being able to go really deep with people and kind of see what they do beyond what they say, and especially ethnographic studies, which is what this is an example of. It even goes beyond interviewing. If I survey someone or interview them and ask them, you know, what does it mean to be a Muslim young person, or you know, how do you balance a Muslim and American identity? What they say about that may be different than how they actually live that out in their own life. Not because necessarily they're trying to mislead me, but because it's sometimes we don't really understand even what we're doing with something this complicated, like an identity and sort of living out a religion in a day-to-day way. So the advantage of ethnography is spending time with the same group of people over a long period. You can really get to know them well and really sort of see the texture of their life in a day-to-day way, in a moment-to-moment way, and sort of notice these patterns of behavior that kind of tell you something about how they're doing this kind of identity navigation work and what they really do. When it comes to religion, a lot of people, you know, say one thing and do something else. And so it's important to really see what people are doing.